Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Dee. How may I help you?
Good afternoon, Dee. How are you today, dear?
I'm good. And yourself?
I'm okay. Thank you. My name is Kelly Brown, and I've noticed a charge has come out for $7.95 out of my account, and this phone number was tagged to it, so I don't know what it is. It's the item tag that my mobile app said, from my banking app said, like, highest import electric or something like that, but I'm not, I don't know what that is.
Okay. Can we start off by getting your zip code?
76543. What company are you all?
Well, we're a third-party call center that services several products.
Excuse me. Okay.
And your first and last name?
Kelly Brown.
Okay. For security purposes, can you confirm your address?
1803 Muir Drive, Killeen, Texas.
Okay, one moment.
Okay. It says the charge is pending, but it came out of my account. It was dated as for yesterday. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's the first time I've ever seen a charge. I have no clue who or what this is.
Okay, one moment.
I know it's a small amount, but, you know, you recognize things and you don't know what they are. They add up, and next thing they're like, wait, where'd it go? You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, one moment.
Mm-hmm. How do you cook them, in the oven or in the microwave or what? Whatever you're asking for. By the directions on it.
Okay, so do you recall back on yesterday? Thought you hung up.
No, I'm here. I just had to speak because I'm doing stuff. So no, that's all.
Understood. Yesterday, purchasing any type of product and paying just the shipping and handling for it?
No, I haven't bought anything. What is it for?
That's what I'm looking into. One moment.
And I haven't entered my information in, or I bought nothing. I was, no ma'am. Oh, you know what? I did do a survey thing, and it was instead of $2 for shipping and handling, like a mixer from like a Amazon site. So I pray it wasn't a scam and I fell for it, but it said $2, and I did that with my card. But it said $2. So is that maybe what it is? I took a screenshot of it. Let me see. But it's not $7.95.
Okay. So you don't recall filling out a survey to win a gift to be shipped out to you?
Yeah, it was like a mixture, but it said it was $2.
$2.
It gave me an order number. Do you have an order number? Because it gave me an order ID. But the site said $2, not $7.95.
$7.95 is the shipping and handling to have the product sent out to you.
Okay, because the site said $2 for shipping, but or maybe that was the price of it. Okay, do you have an order number? Because if so, then I know what it is, because I'm looking at an order number here that I screenshotted.
Yes, I do have an order ID. It is.
Is it 259-961602?
Yes, that's what I have as well.
Okay, well, then that answers my question then. Okay. All right. I just want to make sure. So, okay, so I didn't get scammed because it said maybe it was the price of the item. You got $2, and I didn't do the same thing about shipping and handling. But, okay, no worries. I thank you so much for your time, Dee. Appreciate you.
Okay, no problem. Thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.